This week is Mental Health Week, and all week on The Wire, we're looking at youth mental health and how people are dealing with it. Today, we look at some of the alternatives to just popping a pill. It can be all too easy to rely on modern medicine if you're mentally unwell, but there are other ways. Mental illness sufferer Josh begins his story by The Wire's Henry Wilson.
The most important thing to understand about medication, if it's there to assist you, it's not there to cure you. I think anyone who goes in with the mindset that they're just going to take a tablet and then everything's going to get better sadly mistaking.
That was Josh. He suffers from mental illness. He uses medication but also other techniques to combat it.
I try and meditate a few times a week to clear my mind.
In regards to exercise, what type of exercise do you do?
For mental illness, I personally find that cardio work is really good for lifting your mood. Ideally, it's best to run outside in the sun because the sun can release endorphins in your brain. I think that's really important. And also think just the act of working hard helps us as well, because I find sometimes on the worst days when my mental illness is really playing up, I can become very lazy, and exercise is one of those things that really forces you to work hard.
Dr. Ben Milburn is a clinician in occupational therapy practice and a lecturer at Curtin University. His research specialises in vulnerable populations, including autism and mental health. I caught up with him as well to discuss alternatives to medication.
Mental health, it's nuanced. It's multifaceted. It's not just kind of thinking about, okay, if I take this medication, you know, things are going to go away. I would always be kind of coming from a very pure kind of occupational therapy perspective and would be advocating that people do kind of linking with activities in their community. So in Western Australia, we have the Act Belong Commit Association. So the idea of acting, getting involved in things, and that's not just about physical activity, that's about, getting involved in clubs, organisations. So that's where that belonging comes into play. So certainly, feeling that you're connecting with people.
And what kind of extra pressures are on young people these days that might drive them to have mental health issues?
Oh, I think I'm 40 years old, so practically halfway through. But I think, there's a lot of pressures for young people today. I think that there's the pressure of, going through education. There's a real kind of a drive of attainment, a drive of, you must have the right grades, must be at university. There's also, I think, linking into social media, that we must be going out and collecting experiences, we must be going away on holiday, traveling, ticking off like the to-do list, the bucket list, and I think people really do get kind of caught into that, particularly young people. I think certainly communities, I think educational institutions, I think there needs to be more kind of dialogue between those kind of organizations and younger people, and actually kind of I suppose what you're trying to do, how can we support young people? What are the things that are going to really, really make a difference? Being a young person today, as an old man talking, it's quite an isolating experience. I think, if anything, dare I say it, social media is actually kind of pushing people away and not kind of collectively being involved in their communities.
Ben Milburn, clinician in occupational therapy practice from Curtin University. Josh, who we heard from earlier, has found a particularly sociable way to deal with his dark times, being a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, stand-up comedy, it helps to just stand up on stage and make people laugh. It's a really good feeling. And also it's good to watch the other acts because comedy is something that can help you see the brighter side of life. I find that when you're feeling really down and out of it mentally, sometimes you can get a very bleak view of the world, whilst for me, going out to comedy once or twice a week, it forces me to see the lighter side of life.